每次有机会和弟兄姊妹聚在主的跟前。
Every time when I have the privilege to meet with brothers and sisters.
真是感觉时间非常的快。
Time really passes by quickly.
好像才开始聚会，直到了要结束。
It's as though we just started, but now we're about to end.
我们知道有一天我们在荣耀中与主一同相会。
One day we will meet with the Lord in glory.
那真是我们的喜乐，我们的满足。
That is our joy and our fulfillment.
但愿我们今天在地上常常的这样预尝天恩。
May we encounter this heavenly blessing daily.
我们请大家翻到约翰一书。
Let's turn to the first epistle of John.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
我们大家一起翻到，我来读约翰一书五章十三节。
First John chapter five verse thirteen.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
These things are written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life.
我们实在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
主把永生赐给我们。
The Lord gave us eternal life.
主也把他的话语赐给我们。
And he gave us his word.
从他的话语里面来解释我们里面的经历。
In his word, he explains our experience.
也借着他的话语带我们进入更深生命的经历。
And by his word, we can enter deeply into that experience of life.
借着他的话语供应我们，叫我们里面这个永远的生命，越过越成长，越过越丰富。
And by his word, he supplies us that this life may grow more and more into maturity.
圣灵感动使徒约翰，写了约翰的书信。
The Holy Spirit inspired John to write his epistle.
在他结束的时候，他告诉我们说他写这一封书信的原因和目的。
At the end of the epistle, he tells us the reason and the purpose for this epistle.
就是要叫我们信了神儿子之名的人，我们有确据，有把握，知道自己有永生。
That those who believe on the name of Jesus Christ, that we may know with certainty that we have this eternal life.
这个永生不是在别人身上。
This eternal life is not on someone else.
这个经历不是别人的故事。
This experience is not someone else's story.
是我自己的。
It's mine.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，这何等的宝贵。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is so precious.
这个是新约。
This is New Testament.
这个是我们救恩的起点。
This is the beginning of our salvation.
也是将来救恩它的结局显出来的时候。
And in the conclusion, when the salvation is manifested,
所有有神儿子生命的人，我们在基督里面合而为一。
Everyone who has the life of the Son would be united in this oneness.
我们在这个生命里面，我们成为羔羊的心腹。
In this life, we become the bride of the Lamb.
圣城新耶路撒冷说出这个生命它的功用和它的表现。
The New Jerusalem manifests the function of this bride.
就讲到教会是永远的。
The church is eternal.
今天在时间中，我们不过是预尝天恩而已。
In time, we are only experiencing this heavenly grace.
在时间中，我们一起聚会，一起侍奉，不过是在这里操练和学习而已。
In time, we meet together and serve together. It's only preparing us.For that which is to come.
好叫这个属灵的生命在我们身上，从像一个种子一样开始成长。
That the spiritual life is like a seed that it may grow.
直到完全的发展，长大成熟。
Until it comes fully mature.
我们第一堂讲到生命的表现和经历。
In our first message, we shared about the manifestation and experience of life.
我相信到今天呢。我们每一位蒙恩得救的人，
I believe that everyone who has been saved by grace,
我们因着主的话语告诉我们，
by his word he told us,
我们可以常常停下来，为着我得着这个生命，我经历它，我们感谢神。
We can always stop because we experience this grace that we can thank him.
我常常听年轻弟兄姊妹说，主，我感谢你，今天是一个 beautiful day。
I hear young people pray and give thanks to the Lord that this is a beautiful day。
今天又有 sunshine。
Today it's sunny。
我们基督徒信了主以后，我们有时候应该停下来说，主，我感谢你，因为你在我里面。
So Christians today should take a pause and thank God because we have eternal life in us。
你在我的里面就是我的光。
You are in me and you are my light。
我今天如果外面下雨或者下雪，但是我里面是天晴的。
Whether it rains or snows outside, it's always sunny within。
我里面是有光的。
I have light within。
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样子常常到主面前说，主，我感谢。
Have you gone before the Lord in this manner and say thank you?
你实在爱我。
You truly love me.
主啊，我感谢你，你把我摆在弟兄姊妹中间。
Lord, I thank you that you put me amidst brothers and sisters.
我虽然不可爱。
But though I'm not lovely.
但是我从弟兄姊妹身上经历你的爱。
But from brothers and sisters, I experience your love.
我虽然这么多的缺点。
But though I have so many flaws.
我们蒙恩得救越久，就发现自己越败坏。
The longer we're saved, the more we realize how corrupt we are.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你是不是这样的感觉？
I don't know if you feel this way.
你是不是蒙恩年日越久，越觉得自己更圣洁？
Do you feel that the longer you're saved, the more holy you are?
我们弟兄昨天晚上告诉我们说，神要我们圣洁，因为他是圣洁。
Our brother shared yesterday that God wants to be holy because He is holy.
我们越多在这生命中与主相交。
The more we encounter the Lord in life.
弟兄姊妹，我们就越看清自己的败坏。
The more we see our corruption.
比我们蒙恩得救、认罪，我们的感觉要更深。
And it's even stronger than the moment when we confess our sins when we first knew the Lord.
但是这样子不仅主容忍我们。用慈爱怜悯环绕我们。
And the Lord was patient with us. He surrounded us with His loving kindness and His mercy.
并且主把我们放在他的儿女的中间，放在他的教会里面。
But He placed us in His church among His brothers and sisters.
我们天天享受从弟兄姊妹那里来的神的爱。
So we enjoy every day the love of God that comes through brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有为这个感谢过主？
Have you thanked the Lord for this?
还是我们常常想说，如果他再这样，下一次我就不来聚会了。
Some of you may say that if he does this again, I won't come to meet again.
要不是某一个原因，我早就不在这里聚会了。
If it were not for this, I won't be here.
弟兄姊妹们
，Friends and sisters, no.
我们若是经历了这个生命
，If we experience this life,
而且这个生命向我们表明出来
，And this life is manifested to us,
我们就舍不得。
We won't let it go.
主啊，我要一生一世住在你的家中。
I have to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
因为在你的家中有永远生命的福分。
Because there's life everlasting in your house.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的爱慕和祷告？
Do you have this longing and prayer?
昨天早晨我们讲到生命的三个阶段。
Yesterday morning we shared about the three stages of life.
我们也讲到这三个阶段所面临的考验和我们该有的学习。
We shared about the trials and learnings that we would encounter in the three stages.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹都爱慕我们的生命长大。
I trust that everyone here would long for our life to grow.
爱慕我们生命丰盛。
That we long to have this abundant life.
爱慕我们的生命能够成熟。
We would long that this life may mature.
约翰记这些事情。
John talked about this.
是要让我们看见主不断的在我们里面做改变的工作。
That the Lord is ceaselessly working in us to change us.
特别是在教会的生活里面。
Especially in the corporate church life.
有时候我们感觉不到自己有什么改变。
Sometimes we don't sense the change in us.
但是我们实在看见我们周围的弟兄姊妹有改变。
But we see the change in brothers and sisters.
当然不是越变越小，越变越坏。
Of course, it's not changing for the worse.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见许多弟兄姊妹身上的改变是神的灵做成的。
But we see that God's work in brothers and sisters by His Holy Spirit.
是荣上加荣。
Glory to glory.
我们这几天讲到在这个生命成长中的几个要素。
There is some reasons why this life changes.
第一个要素当然就是住在我们里面的圣灵。
The first reason is the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
因为圣灵不仅称作恩膏。
Because the Holy Spirit is not only called the anointed.
我觉得实在很好啊。讲到教师的时候，他不说圣灵就是教师。
When it speaks of teaching, it does not say that the Holy Spirit is a teacher.
乃是说圣灵是恩膏。
But it says the Holy Spirit is the anointed.
那膏油啊，是在人如果受伤的时候。
When you're injured.
或者非常冷、非常干的时候。
Or when it's very cold and dry.
或者非常热的时候。
Or when it's very hot.
如果我们涂上膏油呢，我们就感觉到非常的舒适。
When we put some anointing in us, it feels very good.
这就是圣灵在我们里面的教导。
That's the teaching of the Holy Spirit in us.
他在我们需要的时候，他教导我们，好像抹上一层膏油一样。
When we need it, he will teach us like an anointing.
这个感觉就是生命带来的感觉。
This sensation is a sensation of life.
我们常常很喜欢很强烈的，像这个，像烈火，像飓风，像地震。如果圣灵这样向我说话呢，那我就听见了。
Sometimes we prefer to hear the Holy Spirit as an earthquake or a fire or something great.
但是圣灵在我们里面，他教导我们的时候，像膏油一样。
But when the Holy Spirit teaches us, it's like an anointing.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是天天活在这个教导里面？
Have you lived under this teaching?
我们活在这个教导里面，何等的滋润，何等的舒畅。
As we live under this teaching, we're so nourished and we're so blessed.
这就是我们变化的原因。
That's the reason why we change.
当然，我们有了膏油在里面呢，我们需要有心愿。
Of course, we have the anointing inside. We also have to have this desire.
昨天晚上我们弟兄讲到做门徒的条件。
Yesterday, our brother mentioned the prerequisites of being a disciple.
我们有一个心愿，愿意顺服。
We have to have a longing to obey.
这个顺服呢，第一步叫做服，叫做 submission.
The first step is submission.
第二部分呢，叫做 subjection.
The second step is subjection.
这个 subjection 啊，就是我肯听他，他怎样说我就怎样听。
This subjection is that I would listen to him, whatever he says goes.
第一个这个服呢，是里面的态度。
The first submission is an inward attitude.
第二个呢，是我们外面的行动。
The second is our outward action.
这个叫做基督徒的生活。
That's Christian living.
这是里面生命的故事。
That's the story of the life within.
我喜欢讲我儿子的经历。
I like to talk about the experience of
my son. 他在小的时候啊，是一个我们很不容易教导的孩子。
When he was young, he was tough to teach.
我跟我姊妹常常讲，我们呢。主很幽默，我们的两个孩子生错了。
I always say to my wife, the Lord is very humorous. We got our children wrong.
我们第一个是女儿。
Our first is a daughter.
因为我姊妹怀孕的时候，人说呢，如果她怀孕脸都变得没有女性的样子，那大概就是男孩子。
When my wife was with child, when her facial expression is more feminine,
不漂亮了，不漂亮了。
When it's not lovely,
我姊妹是很漂亮的但是她怀孕以后，我就看到好像变了样子，我想一定是个男孩子。
When her facial expression changes, then we get that it's a son.
所以我就起了一个男孩子的名字。
So I thought of God's name for her.
没想到生下来是个女儿。
But it turned out to be a girl.
还好这个名字有她女性的这个 counterpart。
But I was grateful that the name has a feminine form.
所以我们就立刻给她起了这个 Stephanie.
So we call her Stephanie.
结果她长大以后呢，她是非常酷的一个女孩子。
When she grew up, she's very cool.
她很理性。
She's very reasonable.
你只要跟她讲这样是为什么这样，她立刻就听了。
When you explain to her this is why it is, and she would accept it immediately.
那么主给我们第二个是个男孩子，那我们那个男孩子名字就有用了。
And the Lord gave us a second child, which is a son, so I can use the name Stephen.
他叫做 Stephen.
He's Stephen.
结果他长大以后，我们就发现他的个性跟姐姐完全是相反的。
And when he grows up, his temperament is completely opposite to him.
你没有办法跟他讲理的。
You cannot reason with him.
他就是非常 emotional, 英文叫做 high strung.
He's very emotional, high strung.
他是一个艺术家、文学家，加很多东西混合在一起的一个人是。
He's an artist, a culturalist, and mixed everything together.
但是他小的时候实在想要信耶稣。
But when he was young, he really wanted to believe in Jesus.
我记得他在九岁的时候，他有时候晚上我陪他祷告，祷告完他就跟我讲：“爸爸，我要受浸。”
when he was 9 years old, I prayed with him, and he said to me, Daddy, I want to get baptized.
我在想九岁懂什么事情，受什么浸啊？
I thought to myself, you're only nine, what would you know?
至少会等十二岁。
You should be at least 12.
但是他常常这样。
But he's always like that.
有一天晚上祷告完了，他就哭起来了。
After we finished prayer one evening, he started to cry.
我问他你为什么哭呢？
Why are you crying?
他说爸，如果今天晚上我 睡觉醒不过来了，我不知道我要去哪里啊。
Daddy, if I die in my sleep tonight, I won't know where I would be.
你们可以去主耶稣那里，我还没有受浸，我去哪里啊？
You can go to the Lord Jesus, but I haven't been baptized. I don't know where I would be.
那天我的眼泪也流下来。
And that night I cried as well.
我就跟他在一起祷告。
So I prayed with him.
我就跟他说好，我为你施浸。
So I said, okay, I'll baptize you.
他信主了以后，他的脾气还在。
After he believed in the Lord, he still has.
他的个性还在。
His temperament is still the same.
所以有时候我们要教他实在是很难的。
So sometimes when we teach him, it's very difficult.
但是我发现有一个点很好，可以摸到他这个人。
But we found a leeway.
我就问他说呢，你这件事情，主耶稣在你里面怎么说呢？
So for this incident, what does the Jesus in you say about this?
哦，我这么一点他呢，他立刻这个人。原来那个我常常讲他这个看我的眼睛是三角眼就是不服的那种眼神看我
Usually he would not yield and submit. He would glare at us. But when we touch upon this,
我一问他主耶稣在你里面怎么样，他立刻这个眼睛就柔和了。
But when we touch upon the Christ Jesus in him,
有一次我们要他做一件事情。
This is one time that we asked him to do something.
他不很不情愿。
He was unwilling.
后来他自己祷告，他还是去做了。
After he prayed, he went about it.
做完以后呢？他跟我讲爸爸我的眼睛出汗了。
After he finished, he said, Daddy, my eyes are sweating.
因为他一边顺服一边流泪。他的中文不好，他说我眼睛出汗了。
Because as I submit, my eyes were sweating. It's not very good.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们学顺服的功课。
This is how we learn to do.
这是我们生命长进必经的一个经历。
This is something that we must grow through as a
person. 这是心愿。
This is
our heart's desire. 有的人的心愿从很小的开始。
Some people's desires begin when they're young.
到有一天呢，他说我整个身体都是归给主的。
There's this one day that a child would say, my whole body belongs to the Lord.
我的身体是圣灵的殿。
My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit.
今天我的身体是要这个永生从我的身体发表出来。
The body is for this eternal life to live out and manifest.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有走过这一步呢？
Have you reached that step yet?
我记得我走到这一步是在温哥华。
When I reached that step, I was in Vancouver back then.
1977年的夏令会。
1977.
那一次聚会呢，第一天的早上，这个讲员讲到一半就停下来。
On that morning, the speaker only shared halfway and then he stopped.
他说有谁愿意把自己献给主，不是做去全时间传道，不是去做 missionary, 而是你让你的身体让这个生命来做主。
He asked, whoever is willing to present your body as a living sacrifice.
我还记得那一次聚会呢，几乎所有弟兄姊妹都到台前来了。
Most of the brothers and sisters went to the altar.
就剩我一个人坐在后面。
I was sitting alone in the back.
我实在不愿意。
I was reluctant.
我跟主说，主啊，如果我这样做了，以后我在哪里呢？
So I asked the Lord, if I do this, where will I be?
我还有我的抱负，我还有我的前途，我还有我要自己享受的，我在哪里呢？
I have my future and my ambitions and things I want to enjoy.
弟兄姊妹们，这是主给我们的一个考验。
Brothers and sisters, some testing that God gives.
你爱慕生命吗？
Do you love life?
如果你舍不得自己的魂生命，
If you won't let go of your soul,
我们就得不着这个丰盛的生命。
We cannot have this abundant life.
那一天实在是主的怜悯。
That day, the Lord's mercy was upon me.
我坐在那里挣扎很久。
I struggled for so long.
那个讲员在台上就是不祷告，就是等。我觉得主给他很大的忍耐。
And the speaker was given great patience, and he didn't pray and waited for.
最后我跟主说，主啊，如果我决定了，求你帮助我。我做不到。
I pray that Lord, I can't do this, but if you will help me to do it.
我就站起来。
So I stood up.
我跟主说，主，如果我决定了，我求你帮助我，让我认真。
I said, Lord, if I've really decided, help me to be true to what I
to be serious.
To be serious.
那么我走到前面站不住，忽然之间神的灵降下来。
When I went to the front, I could not even stand because the Holy Spirit descended upon me.
那我真是站不住，我就倒在地上，伏地大哭起来。
I fell flat on my face and just cried out loud.
但里面却充满了主的荣耀。
But I was filled with the glory of the Lord within.
当我们肯把自己身体献上的时候，
When we're willing to offer ourselves,
但愿你的荣耀火焰竟从里面就显出来。
May your Shekinah glory flash forth from within.
弟兄姊妹，这个是生命里面的长进。
This is the maturity of
必经的过程。
That it
而这个过程不是一次就过了，乃从今天开始，每一时、每一刻、每一件事、每一个环境，我都活在这个光景里面。
This is not a one-time experience, but you would go through it each and every day of your life, whatever you encounter.
我盼望经过今天的聚会。
I pray that after this meeting,
我们每一位弟兄姊妹都甘心情愿地把自己献给我们的主。
That everyone would be willing to offer themselves as a living sacrifice.
每天早晨我们起来就说主啊，今天这一天是你的。
Every day when we get up in the morning, we say, Lord, today is yours.
我们还没有爬起来，躺在床上，我们就告诉主说，主啊，我是你的。
Even before we get off the bed, we say, Lord, today is yours.
我再把我自己献上。
I offer myself to you.
弟兄姊妹，都是我们这样子过生活。
If we live this way,
这荣耀的火焰在我们里面越来越明亮。
The Shekinah glory would become brighter and brighter.
主的爱在我们里面越过越丰富。
The love of God would be richer.
有时候波饼聚会我们唱那首诗歌，主的爱越久怎样，越甜。
In the breaking of bread, we sing the song that as time passes, the Lord's love is greater and deeper.
主的爱越过越深。
The Lord's love is sweeter.
这是我们生命长进的一个记号。
This is a mark of our spiritual growth.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有长进呢？
Have you grown?
感谢主，一定有。
Thank the Lord, there must be.
约翰说，我写这些事，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
Apostle John said, I wrote this thing that you may know you have eternal life.
外面可以有这样人这样说，有那样的做法。
People can say this and do that.
好，我们若是主许可，我们也做，我们也做，也追求。
If the Lord is willing, we can do that and pursue
that. 但是在这一切的事物背后，我们里面有一个目的，我是属神的，这个生命要借着这些事彰显出来。
But behind this, we have a purpose that we have life, and through this, the life will be manifested.
今天早晨，我要来到第三个题目。
Today, I want to go to the third topic.
讲到生命的冲突和征战。
The conflict and the warfare of life.
好，请我们读几处的经文。
Let's read several passages.
首先，我们读约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
我们请大家读第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
约翰一书第三章第五节，你们知道主曾显现，是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
First John chapter 3 verse 5. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sin, and in him there is no sin.
第八节。
Verse 8.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil.
我们再读第一章第二节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 2.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
我们再读第四章第四节。
Let's read chapter 4, verse 4.
小子们呐，你们是属神的，并且胜了他，因为那在你们里面的，比那在世界上的更大。
You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
然后我们读第五章第四节到第六节。
Chapter 5, verse 4 to 6.
胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？这借着水和血而来的，就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。
Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood.And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth.
对不起，我可能刚刚漏了第四节啊。因为凡从神生的，就胜过世界；使我们胜了世界的，就是我们的信心。
First four. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
或者我们再读一处的，在第二章，我们昨天读过的。
Let's read chapter two.
十四节，第二章十五节到十七节。
15-17.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever.
今天我们要交通到在生命过程中的另外一个重要的现象。
Today we want to share about another manifestation of a side of life.
另外一方面的经历。
Another side of experience.
就是讲到生命的冲突和征战。
The conflicts and the warfare regarding life.
我相信呢，我们每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹。
Every brother and sister who is saved by grace.
我们信了主以后，我们都会有这样的感觉。
After we are saved, we have this feeling.
一面呢，我们刚蒙恩得救的时候是那样的喜乐，那样的新鲜，那样的明亮的释放。
After we are saved, it's so fresh, it's so bright, and it's so new.
而且我们感觉那样的自由，释放。我们像有些诗歌讲的荣耀的释放了，今天罪都从我身上滚出去了。
Like the hymn as you said, glorious freedom, I'm free from sin.
这是我们初蒙恩得救，我们重生经历里面的一个印证。
This is a confirmation for those who are newly saved.
但是当我们开始往前走，这个我们开始在生命里面过生活的时候。
As we step forward and live out this life,
我们常常会感觉在我们里面好像有冲突。
We feel such conflict.
常常有的时候还感觉到有矛盾。
There's this
controversy.
Controversy.
我们有的时候会感觉到受压。
We feel such pressure.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有这样的经历？
Have you experienced?
我们有时候来到聚会，我们很想祷告，但是好像有一个东西压住，你就是祷告不出来。
Sometimes when we meet and we want to pray, but there's this pressure on top of us.
有的时候我们经历一个环境呢，我们好像被困住了。
Sometimes when we are in such a circumstance that we feel cornered in.
有的时候早上我们起来了，即便我们感谢了、赞美了、也唱了诗歌呢，但是这一天呢，总是感觉到好像里面呢很烦、很闷。
Sometimes when we get up in the morning, even though we sing and praise and give thanks.We still feel very, very, very stuffed and constricted.
也有的时候我们感觉到无力，感觉到软弱。
Sometimes we feel powerless and tired.
我们有时有了这些经历呢，我们就感觉是不是我出了问题？
When we go through these things, we ask, is there something wrong with me?
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这个经验？
Have you experienced this?
我可以这样讲了啊，我 有很长一段日子我在这种光景里面。所以有的时候到聚会里面呢，我为了因为我有这个责任，我不得不要表现得很正常的样子。
Of my duty, sometimes I have to show that I have a normal life.
开始学习侍奉的时候，年长弟兄们就告诉我说呢，不论天晴下雨，到了聚会你一定要祷告。
Some elder brothers tell me, no matter whether it rains or shine, you have to pray during the meeting.
哎呀，那这真是很苦啊！我跟主说，我不是很虚伪吗？
It's so tough, I said to the Lord, this is pretense.
所以我常常回到主面前去，就跟主说，主，我辞职了，不干了。
So I always go before the Lord and tell him, oh, I want to quit and throw it in the wet towel.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有问为什么会这样呢？
So we asked, why does this happen?
我没有信主以前呢，我好像是一个完整的人。
Before I know the Lord, I was this complete person.
我要做什么呢？我就去做了。
I do whatever I want to do.
做完了呢，是因为是我做的，我就很快乐。
After I finish, I feel great because I did.
现在信了主以后呢，有的时候我很喜乐，好像在天上。
After I believe in the Lord, sometimes I'm very joyful.
满了生命。
I'm in heaven. I'm full of life.
但是也有的时候，我好像落在黑暗的深渊里面。
But sometimes I feel like I'm in the valley of the shadows.
很多时候，仇敌就借着这个来攻击我们，欺骗我们说，你看你自己就是这样。
And then the devil comes while we're in our valley and accuses us.
你看你自己多败坏。
Look at how corrupt you are.
弟兄姊妹们，若是我们不知道背后有一个征战。
If we don't know that there's a spiritual warfare at the back,
我们里面所有的这些冲突、这些矛盾呢，就把我们困住了。
All these conflicts and controversies would tie us in.
所以我建议我们年轻弟兄姊妹啊，如果你们有时间，应该多读一点啊人物的传记。
So I exhort the young brothers and sisters to read more biographies.
后来我读到这个 Andrew Murray 的传记。
When I read the biographies of Andrew Murray,
啊，穆安德烈弟兄了，他被人称作住在基督里的使徒。
We call Murray the apostle who abides in Christ.
他是一个这样子丰盛生命的人。
He has such an abundant life.
他年轻的时候在话语上面就非常的刚强和明亮。
When he was young, he was very clear about the word.
有人告诉我们说，他讲道的时候，有时候激动起来，把讲台都推倒了，讲桌都推倒了。
Sometimes when he preached, he's so fervent that he would tip over the.
大家都感觉他是一个刚强的、圣洁的、被主洁净的人。
People think that he is a very strong and clean and holy person.
但是读到他的传记的时候
but when I read his biography,
有人从他的这个日记里面揭露了一些话，他在主面前常常的在那里呼喊。
He always cried out to the Lord.
哦，主啊，我真是软弱啊。
Lord, I'm truly weak.
主啊，我真是败坏啊。
Lord, I'm truly corrupt.
弟兄姊妹们，这是生命必经的一些的现象和过程。
This is the process that the life goes through.
有的时候还有外面的事实，不仅仅是灵里面的这个故事。
There's this outward reality, but there's also the inward spiritual.
像我们读这个 George Mueller 啊，乔治穆勒的传日记。
When I read the diary of George Mueller,
他常常在日记里面的认罪。
He always confesses sins.
他说：“主啊，今天我又是发脾气了。”
He would say, "Lord, today I lost my temper."
向谁发脾气？说了，他不是说。不是发脾气，就说了大声的话，向着他的妻子。
I spoke very loudly to my wife.
他说：“主啊，你知道我很爱我的姊妹，但是我不知道怎么了，她一说话我就大声起来了。”
Lord, you know that I love my wife very much, but when she says something, my volume just turned on.
这个里面的矛盾、冲突、征战，在外面看的穆勒弟兄啊，又温柔又谦和。
There's all these conflicts and controversies within, but on the outward, Mueller is a very gentleman.
心胸又很宽大。
He has a big heart.
但是他的生活里面、生命里面仍然碰见这些事情。
But even in his life, he encounters such things.
弟兄姊妹，这些冲突和矛盾，它背后是什么呢？
These conflicts and controversies, what's behind them?
是一个生命的征战。
It's the warfare in your life.
所以我们读约翰一书。
When we read the first epistle of John,
我们知道读约翰的书信不容易。
We know that reading the epistles of John is difficult.
他是一个这个 行云流水式的作者。
He's a poetic apostle.
他不像保罗是一个这个用英文讲叫做 analytical writer。保罗呢是非常的清晰有条有理的。
He's not analytical and reasonable like Paul.
约翰呢他是想到哪里就说到哪里。
John writes whatever he thinks of.
所以你想抓住这一章的主题，哎，他就跳过去了，又讲别的。
When you think you grab something, then he changes the topic.
你从这一章，哦，看到宝血了，你很高兴啊，而且他就讲爱了。
When we grasp the preciousness of the blood, we rejoice. But then now he talks about love.
弟兄姊妹，但是约翰的交通的里面。
But in John's fellowship.
充满了圣灵的感动。
But it's.Truly inspired by the
是从他生命的经历里面出来的。
From his experience of life.
我们看见在他这一卷书的里面。
In this epistle.
他讲到神是光。
He speaks of God as light.
他立刻就有一个对比，讲到黑暗。
And in contrast, he mentions darkness.
他讲到神是爱。
He shared that God is love.
他就有一个对比，讲到人会恨。
And then he contrasted with brothers with hate.
他讲到罪。
He spoke of sin.
他就讲到一个对比，耶稣基督的血。
And in contrast, he mentions the blood of Christ.
他讲到这个敌基督是说谎的。
He mentions that the Antichrist would lie.
他立刻就讲到真理。
And he immediately spoke about truth.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见他在他的书信里面把这些事物对比的让我们看见。
In his epistles, he put all these contrasts.
而这就是我们今天在肉身里面所遭遇所经历的。
This is what our body experiences.
我们活在好像极强烈的对比的夹缝中间。
We are living under these different contrasts.
所以我早期啊，就听见一位弟兄跟我讲。
And I heard this brother share.
有一次我很软弱的不想去聚会了，这弟兄来看我。
There's a time when I was so weak that I didn't want to attend meetings, and this brother visited me.
他就跟我讲啊，他说我们信主的人呢、啊，是活在天和地的夹缝中间的人。
He said that Christians are living between heaven and earth.
好，我们就因为我们里面有了永远的生命，那是属天的。
We have this eternal life within us that's heavenly.
但是我们外面有我们的魂生命呢、啊，有我们自己的肉体、啊、那是属地的。
But we have this solical life that's earthly.
这个夹缝呢，我用一个现代的名词、啊、叫做 interface.
This chasm, this interface between heaven and earth.
你知道今天的这个电脑里面装啊，这个主机从 video 到什么这个，我可能讲错，它有很多的 board 叫做 interface， 对不对？
There's a lot of boards in the computer called interface.
比如说声音呢跟这个影像怎么能够 mix 起来，然后变成一个和谐的画面和声音呢？它要经过一个 interface 的。
How does the sound get amplified in the computer? It travels through an interface.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天就活在这个 interface 的中间。
We live in this interface today.
所以我们在自己的身上，在教会团体的表现上面，我们就看见有好的一面，也有不好的一面。
In our personal life and church life, there's this positive side and this negative side.
我们有时候看见光，我们就很喜乐；我们有时候看见人性的黑暗，我们就很低沉。
Sometimes when we see light, we rejoice, but when we see the darkness in man, we are so depressed.
但是呢，若是我们明白这背后是一个征战。
But if we realize that at the back of it there's a warfare.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个征战在我们的里面进行。
This warfare is happening inside of us.
我们看见那些黑暗败坏的事情的时候。
When we see those dark and corrupt.
我们要看见的不是人，乃是他背后的那个神的仇敌。
We have to realize that it's not the person, but the enemy behind the person.
人只不过被仇敌利用了。
The man is used by.
做了仇敌的工具了。
If he was a tool by the enemy.
成为仇敌的俘虏了。
He became a slave of the enemy.
我们要爱那个人。
We have to love the person.
但是我们要对付那背后的那个仇敌。
But we have to deal with the enemy behind us.
弟兄姊妹，这样子我们基督徒生活才逐渐能够经历得胜，并且我们进入和谐。
This is how we overcome and enjoy harmony in our corporate living.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天教会还有我每一个属神的人我们真实的经历和遭遇。
This is every children of God, and they live and how they experience.
而这一个征战呢，它有两个焦点。
There are two battlefields in this warfare.
或者叫呢 two issues in this warfare.
There are two issues in this warfare.
这个征战里面有两个主要的焦点是仇敌要破坏。
There are two issues in this warfare that the enemy wants to take over.
就是在我们呢还没有信主以前，在世界上死在最终的时候。
Before we know the Lord, when we're dead in sin.
仇敌要借着今世的风俗和习惯和人肉体的意志和情欲，紧紧地抓住我们，不让我们得生命。
The enemy wants to grasp us by the wiles of the world and the lust of the flesh.
这就是教会传福音的时候我们所遇见的征战。
This is the warfare that we encounter in gospel meetings.
所以昨天我问一位年长的弟兄，他怎么得救的？
So yesterday I asked an elder brother how he was saved.
我就问他，你信主听福音的时候有没有这个思想斗争啊？哇，他说很厉害啊。
I asked him when you sit in the gospel meeting, do you have this warfare in your mind? And he said yes, it was very furious.
经过很多的这个里面的矛盾和冲突，到最后主的光照在里面。
There were so much conflict and controversies within him, but at the end, the light of God shone upon him.
所以我们年长弟兄告诉我说呢，就一念之间。清楚啊！
他就决定被受尽。In the flash of a mind, he decided that he wanted to die.
这是生命的故事。
That's the story of life.
你知道，我们每次传福音，我们就看见了。你要把生命传给人的时候，碰见的是死亡的敌对。
Every time when we preach the gospel, when we want to give them life, you will know that you're encountering death.
他借着人的哲学，借着各种的主义，借着各种的世界上的情欲，霸占人。
By human philosophies and human ideas and human lusts, the enemy occupies that man.
弟兄姊妹们，就叫我们了，没有办法打开我们的心门来接受救恩。
So he caused a heart to be closed that we cannot open up and receive.
这是这个征战里面的第一个焦点。
That's the first issue in warfare.
第二个焦点呢
？Second issue.
就是若是我们今天已经得着了永生。
When we have obtained eternal life today,
那么仇敌呢，就要想尽办法，借着欺骗，借着捆绑，借着压制，借着就蒙蔽哈。
And the enemy will try to deceive us and constrain us and tie us up.
使我们里面这个生命呢，得不着正常的生长，得不着完全的发展。
That this life may be stunned in growth, that it may not reach maturity.
不仅如此，而且他会压抑这个生命。
And he wants to trample on this life.
好像我们再去发展他的那个他的势力。
That we may yield to the enemy.
就叫我们一直活在肉体，凭着眼见。
That we may only live with our sight and live in our flesh.
我们凭着眼见活在肉体里面，虽然我们有永生，却享受不到这永生的祝福。
Although we have eternal life, if we live without sight and live in the flesh, we would not obtain the blessings of eternal life.
这是在教会内部里面，在我们个人生命里面所进行的、所遭遇的一个征战。
This is what we encounter in our warfare, in our personal life, in our corporate life.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见这件事实呢
？Have you seen such things?
这是天天在我们的里面。
It happens daily within us.
没有一天停止。
It never stops.
没有一个时刻。是休战的。
It does not take a break.
它在我们里面不断的进行。
It happens in us continually.
归结起来呢，这个征战的原因就是死亡和生命的征战。
In summary, it's the warfare between death and life.
因为神的对头撒旦呢，他是掌死权的。
Because God's enemy, Satan, he holds the power of death.
我们在第一天早上就跟弟兄姊妹讲到，神乃是生命的源头。
On first day, we mentioned that God is the source of life.
生命乃是神的本质。
The attribute of God Himself is life.
仇敌呢，就借着死亡来攻击神自己，并且属神的人。
The enemy uses death to attack God and His people.
所以我们今天遇见征战呢，要感谢主，因为我里面有生命。
But when we face warfare, we should thank the Lord because it proves that we have life within.
如果你受压了，你说我好软弱，我受压，那你就受仇敌的欺骗。
If you're pressured, you don't say, "Oh, I'm so pressured." In that way, then you are deceived.
我不行了，我不行了，我不要祷告，不要聚会，不要服侍。
Oh, I can't take this anymore. I don't want to pray. I don't want to serve. I don't want to be. No.
我们受压的时候，我们要说，这正是因为我有生命，他才来压我。
When we're under pressure, we should be assured that we have eternal life. That's why we're under such pressure.
如果我根本没有生命的话呢
If we don't have life,
根本就是他的奴仆，他根本不需要来养我们。
Then we're the enemy's slave.
对不对？
There'll be no pressure.
弟兄姊妹们，
so,
所以有弟兄们讲到啊，我们在碰见生命的征战的时候，我们需要学会夸胜。
When we encounter this warfare of life, we have to overcome.
啊，我们要 boast our victory.
We have to boast our victory.
我们要夸胜。
怎
么夸胜呢？来赞美，照着耶稣是谁，我们来赞美。
We boast by praise and declaring who Jesus is.
照着我们的神的慈爱，我们来赞美。
We praise him according to his loving kindness.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们看见征战在教会里面的一些原因和焦点。
This is the reasons and issues regarding the warfare in our church.
在约翰一书里面啊。我们如果归结起来哈、啊，约翰讲到这个生命的征战。
John mentions this warfare of life.
他讲到仇敌的几方面。
He mentions different aspects.
刚才我们读的经文里面，如果大家仔细留意去找，你就看见。
If you read carefully, you will see him.
啊，征战呢，与神作对的，第一个是魔鬼，就是撒旦。
The first adversary of the Lord is the devil.
那么魔鬼他征战的这个方式呢，就是把罪带到人的里面来。
How does the devil war against them? He brings sin into our lives.
好，我们也看见，当罪带到人里面来的时候，这个罪因一人进入世界。
Sin entered into the world through one man.
啊，死就掌权了。
And sin reigns.
啊，所以从亚当到摩西呢，虽然没有人犯亚当同样的罪，但是每一个人都死了。
From Adam to Moses, although no one sinned as Adam did, everyone sinned.
并且借着这个罪在人性里面发展，把这整个的世界啊，它的组织和系统建立成为撒旦的组织和系统。
And sin entered into the world and built such a system that it becomes his dominion.
所以使徒约翰劝我们不要爱世界和世界上的事情。
So John exhorts us that do not love the world or the things in the world.
什么叫做爱世界呢？就是你去爱仇敌啊。
What does loving the world mean?
不是这样的。对不起啊，这个话可能会领会错，就是你去爱撒旦。
It's not exactly loving the world.
你去帮助撒旦。
But
对不对？爱世界。
That's loving the world.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天呢，如果我们说去帮助敌方呢，那个叫做什么？
If we're to help the enemy, what is that called?
叫做什么？啊，叛徒。
Traitor.
啊，我们没有一个信主人愿意背叛我们的主，对不对？
No one wants to betray our Lord.
那么有的时候我们不是那么公开的叛，对不对？
啊，
所以英文里面有一个字叫做 espionage， 是不是？
Espionage. There's this.
就是帮助敌人。
Espionage. You help the enemy.
好，我们把我们的这个东西拿去给仇敌用。
You took what is not your own and gave it to the enemy.
在约翰的书信里面，他清楚地告诉我们这些点。
In the first epistles of John, he mentions this.
他说：“你不要爱世界。
Do not love the world.
也不要爱这世界上的事。
Do not love the things of the world.
昨天我们已经稍微讲到这世界上的事。
We touched about the things of the world yesterday.
这世界上的事今天就在我们里面。
The things of the world are within us.
在我们肉体的情欲中。
In our lust of flesh.
在我们的眼目的情欲中。
In the lust of the eyes.
在我们今生。自傲的事情上面。
In our pride of life,
弟兄姊妹们，这些是我们遇见征战，我们要知道这些是仇敌啊。
When we encounter the warfare, we have to realize that this is the enemy.
仇敌啊，常常用这些做这个诱饵，做 bait.
The enemy always uses these things as bait.
啊，叫我们觉得他对我们很好啊。你看他给我们的很甜呢。
To deceive us, you think that, oh, the enemy is so good to us, he's so kind to us.
弟兄姊妹们，这都是我们迟早或者天天在遭遇经历的事情。
We would encounter this daily and every moment.
我们若是不认识仇敌，
if we do not know the enemy,
我们就不知道这场征战在进行。
We wouldn't know this warfare is going on.
我们只觉得为什么会有这些乱七八糟的事情呢？
They would say, how come it's so messy?
为什么会人与人之间产生这些难处呢？
How come it's so tough to get along with?
为什么教会会发生这些事情呢？
How come this happened in the
church? 为什么我里面有的时候喜乐，有的时候烦闷呢？
How come sometimes I rejoice, sometimes I'm so depressed?
我们要知道，
we have to know.
仇敌啊，他现在不能攻击神的儿子了。
We have to know that the enemy cannot attack his people.
因为约翰告诉我们说，神的儿子已经显现出来过。
Because the son has already been manifested.
他已经打败了仇敌了。
He already overcame.
他除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
He destroyed the works of the enemy.
而神的儿子已经显现出来了。
And the son has been manifested.
他已经除去了人一切的罪。
Yes, we're already clear on that.
在十字架上，主的得胜是彻底的、完全的、决定性的得胜。
The Lord's victory in Calvary is complete and it's full.
所以撒旦现在不能攻击他。
So the enemy cannot attack the Son.
啊，他已经是主耶稣手下败将。
He is already defeated.
主已经得胜。
The Lord is victorious.
复活。
He's resurrected.
得荣耀。
He's glorious.
他已经坐在神宝座的右边。
He is seated at the right hand of God.
但是仇敌呢？还不甘心呢、啊、在十字架上主打破了这个仇敌家长的头、啊、就是撒旦、但是所以现在仇敌他的势力不是那么大了、但是他还是攻击找在找地上的哪里有永生他就去哪里攻击。弟兄姊妹们，你常常想啊，你我都是这个英文讲，我们是个 small potato， 是不是？
We always say that
我们是微不足道的，他怎么来敢来攻击我呢？
We're small potatoes, what is the enemy?
就是你我的本相，他根本不需要看都不看你的。
If it's just you or me, then
你有什么了不起？你就是做总统他也不看你了，因为你根本就是在他权势底下。但是因着你我信耶稣有了永生，仇敌就来攻击。所以有些弟兄姊妹就说，为什么这个人不爱主一切都很好，一爱主这个是 不顺利，那个是不顺利呢？
So that's why people say you don't love the Lord and everything goes fine with him, but as someone loves the Lord, everything goes wrong.
因为他一爱主了，这个生命活泼了，仇敌立刻醒过来了。
Because he loves the Lord and this life is activated and the enemy is now interested.
仇敌立刻就来攻击了。
And the enemy comes immediately to attack.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要认识这些事情。
We have to know such things.
啊，当我们认识了。
When we know,
我们才知道怎样走过这个征战，并且得胜。我们的主显出来，他得胜了。
The Lord is manifested and he is victorious.
我们的主在肉身中，他为我们经历各样的征战。
Our Lord encountered all the warfare in his flesh.
所以使徒约翰讲，如今做见证的有三。
So the Apostle John said there are three who testify.
在第五章的第六节。
In chapter 5, verse 6.
他说，这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督。
This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ.
不是单用水，乃是用水用血。
Not only by water, but by water and blood.
第七节到第八节，他说，并且有圣灵做见证。因为圣灵就是真理。
Verse 7 and 8, it says, there are three that bear witnesses on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood.
做见证的原来有三，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样也都归于一。
And these three agree as one.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见，这都讲到主耶稣的征战。
Here it mentions the warfare of the Christ.
我们知道主耶稣来到地上，他有三十年的时间在约瑟和玛利亚的家中。
We know that the Lord Jesus spent 30 years in the household of Joseph and Mary.
他就是一个很平凡的一个男孩子。
He was an ordinary man.
他也跟着他的养父学了在地上生活的手艺，他是木匠。
He learned the trade of a carpenter.
但是在他里面却完全不一样。
But in his inner life, completely different.
因为在他里面有一个生命。
There's this life within him.
那个生命是他要将来要赐给我们每一个属他的儿女。
This life he will give to us.
他在这个生命的里面，每一点都顺服他的父。
In this life, he obeys the Father in every single thing.
在每一点，他都顺服父量给他肉身的养父和母亲。
By this life, he obeys his parents in the flesh.
然后到了三十岁那一年
，when he was 30 years old,
施洗约翰在约旦河开始传天国悔改的信息。
John the Baptist spread the message of the kingdom of heaven.
要人悔改。
The message of repentance.
结果主耶稣就到了，去救着约翰到了约旦河。
So he followed the Holy Spirit to the River Jordan.
在肉身来讲呢，约翰跟主耶稣有亲戚关系，他们是表兄弟。
In the flesh, John the Baptist is Jesus' cousin.
但是那一天呢，这约翰看见主耶稣来了。
On that day, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming.
神的灵开他的眼睛，他看见这一位是神的儿子。
The Spirit opened the eyes of John, and he saw that this is the Son of God.
所以主耶稣要求约翰给他施浸了。他说呢，我给你提鞋都不配，我怎么可以给你施浸呢？
So when Jesus asked you to be baptized with him, John said, I'm unworthy to untie your sandals.
主耶稣说，
asked me to baptize you.
请你容我哈，因为我们理当如此尽诸般的义。
Jesus said, let this be to fulfill all righteousness.
主耶稣是借着水的浸，他开始公开的侍奉。
By the water, by the baptism of water, Jesus began his ministry.
我们记得那个浸呢，是一个悔改的浸。
That baptism was a baptism.
就是承认我过去一切都不是。
It's to admit that in the past I've done everything wrong.
一切都不对。
Everything is wrong.
所以呢，我愿意借着这个死，把这一切都埋葬了，都死了。
So、
借着这个浸。
By this death, by this baptism, I buried everything.
这是舍弃自己。
It's to let go of yourself.
我们知道当时的犹太人到那里去受浸，他们是要悔改。
The other Jews who went to John for baptism, yes, they want to repent.
但是唯有耶稣不需要。
Only Jesus does not need to do that.
从他出生到那一天，他站在水旁。
From the day he was born to the day he stand in the River Jordan.
他每一件事情都是顺服圣灵。
He obeyed the Holy Spirit in everything.
他不需要悔改。
He doesn't need to repent.
他里面没有违背神。
He never contradicted God with it.
所以保罗看见这件事情的时候，就说他是无罪的。
So when Paul saw such things, he said he's sinless.
不仅他没有外面罪的行为。
Not only he does not sin in outwardly.
他里面连罪的思想都没有。
He doesn't even have sinful thoughts.
弟兄姊妹们，你我有没有恨过人呢？
Have you hated someone before?
可能你说我还没有到恨的地步。
Maybe you said, oh, I've never really hated someone.
那有没有讨厌过一个人呢？
Well, have you despised someone?
我相信没有人说我从来没讨厌过的。
I trust that no one dare say that I've not despised anyone.
我在讲，我们有没有发过脾气呢？
Have you lost your temper before?
你可能会像我跟我太太说，我不是发脾气，我只是声音大而已。
Maybe you're like me, I didn't lose my temper, I was just very loud.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
我们也说 我没有发过脾气，我只是不想出来而已。
Would you say, I never lost my temper?
姊妹们常常就是这样，不讲话，不出来，不说话。其实他在发脾气，这是生闷气。
They give me the silent treatment and they say,
主耶稣从来没有过。
Jesus never did such a thing.
不管人怎样对他。
No matter how he was treated.
他不需要悔改的。
He doesn't need to repent.
但是那一天他去要求约翰为他施浸。
But on that day, he asked John to give him the water.
这是为着神的定规的缘故。
Because he wants to fulfill God's requirement, he put himself down.
即便是好的自己，他也愿意放下。
Even the part of himself.
这是为什么呢？
He put it down.
这是为着属灵的征战。
It's for the spiritual warfare.
这是为什么呢？
Why?
是为了把生命给我们。
For the sake of giving his life.
在这生命里面，叫我们得着他的得胜。
That in life we may receive his measure.
所以我们看见，当主从水里上来的时候，
When the Lord comes out of the water,
圣灵就吹他到旷野去。
The Holy Spirit.Pushed into the wilderness.
在旷野四十昼夜，主耶稣接受仇敌的试探。
For 40 days and nights, the Lord Jesus was tempted.
等到四十天满了，主就饿了。
After 40 days, the Lord was hungry.
他肉身最软弱的时候。
At his weakest moment.
那仇敌就现身了。
The enemy appeared before him.
弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌攻击我们，他不用现身的。
Today the enemy attacks us, he does not need to appear.
他只要用一个意念就把我们打倒了。
He only needs to give you a thought and you're over.
他只要用一个眼光，别人看你一眼，你马上回家就跌倒了。
He only needs to give you a look through someone else and you fall.
但是主那样的完全呢，仇敌要向他现身。
But the Lord is so perfect, the enemy has to appear in person.
所以是仇敌跟他对话。
So the enemy spoke.
我们看见主在那一次的征战里面完全的得胜。
We can see that the Lord is truly victorious.
有人告诉我说，那个征战呢是灵魂和身体，仇敌都攻击他。
In that warfare, the enemy attacked his spirit, soul, and body.
先攻击他的身体，你不是饿了吗？你是神的儿子，你可以把石头变成食物。
He first attacked his body. Are you the Son of God? Turn the rock into bread.
主就放下他自己。
The Lord put himself down.
他没有为着他的身体要求什么。
He didn't ask anything for his body.
他用神的话语。
is the word of God.
然后仇敌跟他讲，你若拜我。
If you worship me, the enemy says.
仇敌把他带到殿顶上面。
The enemy brought him to the highest point of the temple.
跟他讲，你从这里跳下去。
And tell him, jump.
因为神不是说了吗？
Did not the Lord say?
他必差遣天使托住你。
He'll send angels to our feet.
叫你不至于跌倒和受伤。
Lest you strike your feet against the stone.
我们的主不跳。
But the Lord did not jump.
有人告诉我们，如果他跳下去不受伤了，他立刻成名了。
If he jumped and he was not harmed, then he would become famous immediately.
很多的魔术师啊，就是做一些自己的很可怕的事情就成名了。
There are a lot of magicians and daredevils that do stupid things and they become famous overnight.
弟兄姊妹们，主的魂里面呢，一点都不被仇敌勾动。
The Lord's soul was never stirred by the enemy.
然后仇敌呢，就立刻的把万国的荣华都显给他看。
And the enemy showed him all the glories of all the kingdom before the Lord.
说你若拜我。
He said, if you worship me,
我就把这一切都给你。
I'll give all these to you.
主耶稣在灵里面受试探。
The Lord was tempted in his spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道今天教会也在这三方面受攻击。
We know that the church is attacked in all these three levels as well.
有时候我们身体软弱。
Sometimes we're weak in body.
我们就想说了，算了算了，不要信主。
We say, oh, that's it. I won't believe anymore.
就像这个约伯的妻子跟约伯讲，你要死了算了，还去这个敬拜神干什么呢？
It's like what Job's wife said to Job. Do you still maintain your integrity? Curse God and die.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要知道这背后是一个征战。
We have to know that behind all this, there's a warfare.
征战仇敌第一个就是打垮我们里面的士气，对不对？
First, the enemy wants to quench our.
我们不认识这个征战，以为这就是自己或者埋怨神，我们就没有信心。
If we blame ourselves or blame God, then it's over.
主耶稣借着水起来的时候得胜，完全的得胜。
When the Lord came out of the water, he was completely victorious.
所以他来到加利利，西布伦和拿弗他利地就有大光照着他。
So when he went to the Galilee and the Sea of Tiberias, there's this huge light dawning upon them.
教会若是与基督一同在生命里面征战。
If the church wars with Christ in life,
若是我们靠着主站住。
If we stand by the grace of God,
教会不是靠人多就发光哈。
The church does not shine because there's a lot of people.
教会是靠基督的生命发光的。
The church shines by the light of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里是不是发光呢？
Brothers and sisters, are we shining?
还是我们天天在谈是非呢？讲对错呢？讲情感呢？
Are we gossiping and speaking about how we feel and think?
我们是不是在拉关系呢？
Are we trying to develop human relationships? No.
我们需要在这些点上面站住。
We have to stand on these points.
那么借着血而来。
By the blood.
主耶稣在十字架上。为我们流血。
The Lord bled on Calvary for us.
我们要稍微讲一点这血的意义。
We have to explain the meaning.
在约翰一书里面讲到血的意义，跟在利未记里面讲血的意义完全吻合。
First John speaks of the meaning of the blood is exactly the same as the meaning mentioned in Leviticus.
在第一章里面讲到靠着耶稣的血洗净我们一切的污秽，一切的不义。
Chapter 1 it says by the blood of Jesus he cleanses all our sins.
这是主救赎的第一面的意义。
That's the first sign of
血，基督的血洗净我们。
The blood of Christ cleanses us from all unrighteousness.
做我们的赎价。
It becomes the propitiation.
所以当大祭司把那个牛犊的血带进至圣所的时候。
When the high priest brought the blood of the ox to the Holy of Holies.
神就满足了。
The Lord is satisfied.
罪债还清了。
The debt, the sin debt is cleared.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们每天都需要这样来靠着主耶稣的血。
We need the blood of the Lamb every day.
好像我们生命里面，我们良心里面是清洁的，是明亮的。
That our life and our conscience is clear.
我们的信心才会有功效。
That our faith is an action.
我们看见这是血的第一面的意义。
That's the first side of
the blood. 第二面的意义，血是做见证的。
Secondly, the blood testifies.
我们知道在利未记里面讲到呢，神说你不可以吃血。
In Leviticus, it says you shall not eat blood.
因为生命是在血中。
Because life is in the blood.
这个 life 原来希伯来文是 soul。
This life in Hebrew is Zoe.
就是魂生命是在血的里面。
The soul life is in the blood.
我们的动物呢，它有身体的生命，有魂的生命，但是却没有灵的生命。
So animals have the body, they have the soul, but they have no spirit.
那么所以神说你不可以吃任何动物的血。
So the Lord said you cannot eat any blood of the animal.
在圣经里面讲到吃的时候，就讲到一个交通，一个联合。
When it mentions eating in the Bible, it refers to a fellowship.
神要我们呢，不能够跟任何的其他的生命有交通和联合，除了他儿子的生命。
God does not want us to fellowship with any other life except the life of the Son.
他说，因为生命是在血中，所以血可以赎罪。
Because life is in the blood, and the blood can be propitiation for our sins.
主耶稣的生命在他的血的里面。
The life of the Lord Jesus is in.
他的魂生命为我们倾倒出来。
His soul life was poured out for us.
把这个血带到神的跟前。
This blood is brought before the Lord.
是完全的生命。
It's a perfect life.
神完全满足了。
And the Lord is perfectly.
那么今天他把这个生命赐给我们。
And today he gave his life.
所以在约翰福音第六章里面讲到，你们要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
So in John it tells us you have to eat my body, eat my blood, and eat my flesh.
我们的心思意念情感要交通于基督的心思意念和情感。
Our mind, will, and emotion has to fellowship with the mind, will, and emotion of Christ.
这个叫做取用基督的血和生命。
This is taking part of the blood and flesh of the Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们这样子与主交通的时候，
we fellowship with the Lord in this way.
我们看见我们在征战上面摸到的是生命。
Then in our warfare, we can touch life.
我们表现的是生命。
We can manifest life.
有一个姊妹啊，她告诉我们说她脾气很不好。
She told me that she has very bad temper.
因为她是一个很能干的人。
Because she is so smart.
Capable. 所以常常讲话就会伤人。
So when she speaks, she heard something.
她常常在主面前祷告，盼望能够胜过这个肢体。
She always prayed for the Lord and asked to overcome this weakness.
当我们读到利未记十七章讲到血的意义的时候，
But when we go through Leviticus chapter 7,
主开她的心眼，让她明白过来。
The Lord opened her eyes.
她说原来很简单，我现在只要取用基督的魂生命做我的生命。
It's all very simple. I only need to take hold of the soul life of Christ.
碰到这件事情的时候，让主耶稣的意念来管制我，来处理这个事情。
When I encounter something, I just take from the source of Christ, and He would manage the situation.
有一天，他在祷告聚会里面就做见证。
There's this one time that she was making a testimony in her.
我现在开始经历得胜了。
I have come to experience.
我的孩子在闹了，不生气了。
When someone yells at me, I'm no longer upset.
我的工作同事这样把事情弄坏了，我也不生气了。
When my colleagues messed up, I'm not angry.
他说我现在原来可以取用主耶稣的血了。
I can take from the blood of Christ.
这是见证。
This is a testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，但是水和血来的要变成我们生命中的实际，要靠着圣灵。
Water and the blood has to become a reality in our lives through the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵被称作真理的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is Spirit of Truth.
真理就是实际。
Truth is reality.
今天呢，不是道理的理，而是实际。
It's not doctrine, but reality.
不是一个 theory of doctrine, 对。我们知道，不是光是一些理论告诉你你要这样。
Light is not a theory that tells you this and that.
乃是当圣灵来的时候，就把主耶稣水的意义，把水的实际给我们。
When the Holy Spirit comes, He will give to you the reality of the water and the reality of the blood.
圣灵来的时候呢，就把主耶稣血的意义和实际带给我们。
When the Holy Spirit comes, He will bring us into the reality of the blood and the water.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹都有经历。
I trust that we all experience.
但愿我们活在这个实际的里面。
Let's live in this reality.
那么圣灵来了，与水、与血和圣灵的三位同做一个见证。
The water, the blood, and the Holy Spirit makes one testimony.
这个见证就是他生命得胜了。
They all testify that this life is victorious.
因为圣灵就是生命的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life.
当圣灵在哪里，你想那里会不会有死亡呢？
When the Holy Spirit is there, do you think there will be death?
有没有死亡呢？
Is there death there?
死亡就出去了。
Death is cast out.
弟兄姊妹们，所以今天我们看见主耶稣的得胜。
So today we see the victory of our Lord.
我们也知道主耶稣怎样得胜。
We have to know how the Lord became.
这是我们在生命征战里面第二个需要的认识。
This is something we need to know.
我们认识了这个，我们再来讲到今天在教会中，在我们个人信徒身上生命征战进行它的意义。
And thirdly, we have to go through the reason of how, well, the reason for this warfare.
或者这样，哎呀。
The meaning of this warfare.
Yeah, 对对对。第一个啊，主要借着这些征战呢，让我们觉察，并且呢，享受在我们里面这个人生。
By warfare, the Lord wants to enjoy and understand this eternal life.
或者应该这样讲，觉察并且依靠在我们里面的生命。
That we would realize and to rely on this eternal life within us.
来过我们基督徒的生活。
That we would use this life to build Christian living.
很有名的一个故事。
There's this very famous story.
有一个年轻的姊妹从小就在爱主的环境里面。
There's this young sister that's raised in the love of the Lord.
她有心呢，将来要服侍主，到远方去做宣教士。
So she has this desire to go far away to become a missionary.
到了长大了啊，成年了，她有一天真是要出发了。出去到工厂上。
Grow up, and she was about to leave for her mission field.
弟兄姊妹就有一个欢送会，啊，大家为她祷告。
The brothers and sisters had this farewell party and prayed for her.
好，那么在这个欢送会最后有一位老弟兄站起来。
At the end of the party, this elder brother stood up.
就问这个姊妹说：“姊妹，如果你在环境中遇见的困难、遇见的失败、被人误会、被人辱骂。”啊，仇敌的引诱来的时候，你怎么办
？The elder brother asked him, "Dear sister, if you encounter railings, difficult circumstances, or people misunderstand you, and when the attack of the enemy comes, what would you do?"
或者仇敌来引诱你
，or when temptation comes,
你该怎么办
？What would you do?
弟兄姊妹，你会怎么办
？What would you do?
这个姊妹说，如这些都是撒旦来敲我的门。
The enemy would be knocking on my door.
他说呢，我不敢自己去开门。
I won't open the door by myself.
我就会到我里面去找主耶稣，主耶稣，你去帮我开门。
And then I would look for the Lord within and ask Him, Lord, open the door for me.
弟兄姊妹，这就是主给我们征战里面的学习。
This is the lesson that we need to learn in spiritual warfare.
我们碰到事情来的时候，千万不要自己去开门。
When we encounter circumstances, let us not open the door.
千万不要自己伸手去解决问题。
Don't stretch out your hand.
你越解决越麻烦。
The more you do, the messier.
像我们弟兄昨天讲的，肉体啊帮神的忙是越帮越忙了。
Like our brother that shared yesterday, the soul-like wants to help the Lord and makes things even worse.
我认识一对夫妇，两个人都是博士 PhD.
I know this couple, both of them are PhD.
而且两个人都在很好的公司，不同的公司。上班。
They work in different companies.
这个妻子先听福音信主。
The wife heard the gospel.
先生不信主。
And the husband refused to believe.
这个信了主以后，这个先生啊，以前在家里还帮做家事，现在太太信主了。你是基督徒，你应该做这个。
Before the sister believed in the Lord, the husband would help with housework. But now the husband is saying, now you're Christian, you should do the housework.
所以呢，给他很多不合理的要求。
He made a lot of unreasonable demands.
这姊妹都靠着主啊顺服。
The Lord by the grace of God, the sister by the grace of God submitted.
她下了班呢，跟她丈夫一样累，但她一回家呢，鞋子一脱啊，这个卷起袖子就做饭。
After work, both of them are tired, but the sister would roll up her sleeve and do go about making dinner.
有一天呢，她做好饭摆在桌上啊，正要坐下来吃啊，她先生说：“这个东西怎么可以吃？”就一推。
There's this one evening when the food is set on the table, and the brothers and the husband said, "How can you eat this? How can I eat this thing?" And
so 那天那个姊妹啊，自己的血气被激动。
And the sister's temper was provoked.
她后来做见证，她说：“我真想起来跟她讲，你有什么了不起？你有什么权利可以这样对我说话
？”I really want to get up and say, "How dare you do this? What right do you have to do this?"
你赚钱，我赚的钱不比你多吗
？You're an income earner. I'm an income earner.
她想了些理由。
I want to reason with her.
正这个血气到了这里要出来这些话。
I was up to here and I want to blow up.
忽然想到让主耶稣开门。
And then suddenly I was reminded that let the Lord Jesus open the door.
他就把桌布，他丈夫把桌布推皱了，他把它整一整了，他就不说话就上楼去了。
She cleaned up the mess and didn't say anything and went upstairs.
上楼匍匐在主耶稣的面前。
in her room, she bowed down before the Lord.
那天主安慰她。
On that day, the Lord comforted her.
主说，我与你同行。
The Lord said, I'm with you.
主安慰她，她里面得着了平静，不仅得着平静，得着了力量。
The Lord comforted her, and she received peace and power.
你知道，在风浪中平静的那个力量，比拿重东西的力量大得多了。
To be calm under a storm is greater than picking up something that's very heavy.
她下来就问她的先生，你想吃什么？
She came down from upstairs.
我再帮你做。
Her husband, what do you like to eat? I'll fix that for you.
她先生愣住了，说不出话来。
And her husband was so stunned.
她说我可以吃，我们一起吃。
She said we can eat together.
从那个之后，她先生肯跟她一起来聚会。
After that incident, he followed her to church.
现在她的先生在教会里面非常的爱主。
Now that husband really loved the Lord in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么给我们这些难处呢？
Why does the Lord give us such difficulty?
为什么给我们这些矛盾呢？
Why all these controversies?
让我们觉察主在里面。
That we may know that the Lord is within.
让我们去依靠他。
That we may rely on Him.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们自己先跑出来，对不对？
Many times our self comes out first.
摩西都受不了这个考验。
Even Moses failed in this matter.
第二次，以色列人口渴，在那里发怨言。
The second time the Israelites were thirsty and were murmuring.
主告诉摩西说：“你拿着你的杖，就是过红海的杖。”
The Lord told Moses, "Take the staff with him which would bring you
across the Red Sea." 去指着磐石，吩咐他流出水来。
And pointed a rock and asked of it to give water.
摩西那一天呢？他自己被刺激了，出来他就打了两下。
Moses was so stirred by anger that he struck the rock twice.
我们知道这是摩西极大的遗憾。
It was a great regret to Moses.
在这个点上面，他受了神行政的审判。
And the Lord really judged him.
神不让他进迦南。
He was not allowed to go.
只让他看一看，这是神的恩典。
But the Lord in His grace led him to see Canaan.
弟兄姊妹，为什么主许可这些征战给我们？我在讲，为叫我们觉察主耶稣在我里面。
Why does the Lord give us these circumstances so that we may examine that this life is within?
觉察基督在教会里面。
That we may examine the Christ.
那才是教会。
And that is the church.
弟兄姊妹，主在不在我们中间呢？
Is the Lord with us?
如果主不在我们中间，我们应该把聚会解散。
If the Lord is not here, we should plan end this meeting.
如果我们不是为着主来的话，我们不应该在这里聚会侍奉。
If we did not come for the Lord, we should not serve here.
不是工作。
It's not work.
不是道理。
It's not.
不是你我的情感。
It's not emotion.
弟兄姊妹，是为着永生。
But for eternal life.
这个永生显出来。就是神的同在。
When this eternal is manifested, it's present.
显在你我的里面。
It's manifested.
显在众人的中间。
It's manifested.
人就来到这里说，神在他们中间。
When people come here, they would say the Lord is with you.
并且要我们认识仇敌和他的权势。
And we must learn the dominion of the enemy.
好叫我们在自己的肉身生活里面，在这世界中。
That we may know that in our soul life, in our living in this earth.
神把神已经放在我们的里面的生命彰显出来。
That we can manifest the life that is already in us.
借着仇敌的攻击。
By the attack of the enemy.
我们靠着这个永生。
We can rely on this eternal life.
我们能经历主有效的保守。
We can experience the Lord's keeping.
并且能够激发我们里面的属灵的活力。
And it can cause our vigor for the Lord's first force.
能够 stimulate 里面的这个，或者叫做to activate the spiritual liveliness.
It can activate the spiritual liveliness.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在肉身的孩子成长也会有这种经历。
When our children of flesh grow up, they would experience.
我记得我的孩子有一次这个生病。
There's this time that when my child is sick,
发高烧
啊， high fever.
我们父母亲着急得不得了。
We were so stressed.
去看医生了，医生说给他退退烧就好了，不要医了。
And the doctor said, just let it be and let the fever go away on the child.
他说等到病好了，他就长高了。
After the fever goes away, the child would grow taller.
过几天呢，他这个烧退了。
After the fever was gone.
那去量量，果然高了半寸。
When I measured the child. He was taller by half an inch.
弟兄姊妹，为什么主许可我们经历生命的考验、征战？
The Lord let us encounter this spiritual warfare.
为了叫我们生命健壮。
that our life may become stronger.
像今年呢，有这个猪感冒，对不对
？H1N1
swine flu。有人讲呢，这个1980还是60年以前生的人呢，都不要怕。为什么？我们小的时候都感冒过了。
Those who were born before 1980, they don't have to worry about it because they have experience.
特别从远东来的人。
Especially those from the Far East.
猪感冒其实就是我们以前讲的猪瘟呢。
It's the pig flu. That it happened before.
这我们小时候多的是啊，对不对？我们身经百战的，今天这个我们不怕。
Our body has encountered so much.
So 我们年长弟兄姊妹，你不要担心。
We have antibodies for it, so the elderly don't have the elderly strength.
因为我们有受过考验，证明出这个生命是得胜的。
Because our body fought before, and we have a life that can overcome.
也不需要难过。
And you don't
need to despair. So, we have a 医生弟兄讲，年长弟兄姊妹，你们放心的来聚会，可没有关系的。
The brothers told us that the elderly brothers can come and meet and don't worry about anything.
弟兄姊妹，这是主许可我们为什么经历这些事情。
That's why the Lord allows us to encounter.
我还有一点点时间啊，最后我要快讲，我们今天要经历主的得胜的三个主要的要素。
To experience the overcoming of our Lord, there are three things that we.
第一个是我们的信心。
The first is our faith.
所以约翰讲到，使你们胜过世界的，就是你们的信心。
By this you overcome the world, your faith.
什么是信心呢
？What is faith?
就是站在主所赐的和主所完成的地位上面，那个叫做信心。
Faith is standing on who the Lord is and what the Lord has accomplished.
不是站在你是什么，或者你能什么。你感觉什么上面
It's not standing on who you are or what you have done or what you have done.
今天多少时候我们站仇敌也叫我们看自己
Many times the devil wants to tempt us to look at ourselves.
我们站在自己的地位上面
Where we stand on our
own 用自己的能力
We'll use our own strength.
那就是死亡
That's death.
唯有我们站在信心的里面
Only when we stand on the ground of faith.
或者借着信心站在基督的里面
In other words, by faith, stand in Christ.
第二个我们能够胜过那恶者
We can overcome the wicked one.
是因为住在我们里面的比这世界更大
Because he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world.
在我们里面是谁呢
Who is in us?
是主耶稣基督
The Lord Jesus himself.
他的表现是什么呢
What does he manifest?
是恩膏
The anointing.
或者用我们一般平常讲的话就是那生命的感觉
It's the sensation of life within us.
如果我们里面没有生命的感觉
If we have no sensation of life,
我们要很害怕。
You should be fearful.
如果我们里面充满了人的情绪、理由、人的是非，弟兄姊妹，那是很可怕的事情。
If you're filled with the emotions and rationale of men, it's very scary.
那是非常的黑暗的。
It's very dark.
如果我们更黑暗的，充满了人的血气，充满了人的肉体。
If we're filled with the lust of the flesh,
那就是死亡了。
That's death.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要保守着生命的感觉。
We have to keep this sensation.
要顺服着生命的感觉。
We have to obey.
所以我们每天学习俯伏在主的跟前。
So every day we learn to bow down before the Lord.
把一切的事情沉迷在主的跟前。
We spread out everything before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，没有一件事情是主看不见的。
Not one thing the Lord would pass through the Lord's eyes.
我们会被外面的现象骗到，主不会被骗到。
We may be deceived by outward things, but the Lord cannot.
住在我们里面的恩膏也不会被骗到。
The anointing within us would not be deceived.
所以你跟随生命的感觉，我们就少受欺骗。
When you follow the sensation of life, you will not be deceived. Lastly,
我们要仗着十字架夸胜。
We have to boast by the cross at Calvary.
我们刚刚讲到的水血和圣灵，就是十字架夸胜的根基。
We just mentioned that the blood, the water, and the Holy Spirit is by which we can boast the victory.
我们要学十字架的功课。
We have to learn the lesson of the cross.
唯有十字架的苦难能够扩大我们的度量。
Only the suffering of the cross can cause us to enlarge our heart.
唯有十字架的这个对付。能够增加基督的成分。
Only the dealings of the cross can increase the capacity of Christ within us.
唯有十字架在我们身上的工作，能够带我们进入成熟。
Only the workings of the cross can we enter into that maturity.
愿主祝福他的话语。
May the Lord bless His word.
祝福他的教会。
Bless His church.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we praise you and thank you.
为着你自己。
For yourself.
你不需要舍己，
you don't need to put yourself down.
但是你为着把生命给我们，
but for the sake of giving your life to us,
你就离弃了天上的荣耀，
you left the heavenly glory.
你倒空了自己，
you pour out yourself.
你亲自到地上来做人，
you came to earth as a man.
并且你取了奴仆的形象，
you put on the body of a slave.
你到地上既有人的样子，
In the form of a man,
你就存心顺服，
you became obedient,
你就自己谦卑，
and humbled,
存心顺服以至于死，
and become obedient unto death,
且死在十字架上，
and even death on a cross.
主啊，我们感谢你，
Lord, we praise you.
因着你的征战得胜，
because you overcome in the warfare.
主啊，父神就将超乎万民之上的名赐给人。
The Father has given your name that is above every name.
在你的名里面，我们领受了永生。
That in your name we receive eternal life.
主啊，借着这个生命，我们得以与你交通。
That we can fellowship with you.
我们能够与父神交通。
We can fellowship with the Father.
我们要感谢你。
We thank you.
愿你成为我们心中的爱慕。
May you become the longing in our heart.
成为我们的满足。
Become the fulfilling.
成为每一个属你儿女和教会追求的目标。
May you become the pursuit of every children and the church of God.
谢谢你这几天与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
谢谢你将你的话语赏赐给我们。
Thank you for giving your word to us.
愿你祝福你的话语，
Please bless your word.
祝福你的教会，
bless your church.
听我们的祷告，
Hearken unto our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，
In Jesus' precious name.